How to become time rich. Before we dive into today's episode, I want you to head on over to heatherchauvin.com/live and join our next live webinar. It's June 6th and the 13th. So I have two live dates for you if you cannot make one. Also, what I wanted to say is when I am teaching live webinars, there's a lot of doing. So create the space, bring your pen and paper, and head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/live, L-I-V-E. How to become time rich for busy women managing people, raising children, and deeply desiring more from life.
Mom is in Control, episode 126. Hey, Mama, and welcome back to the Mom is in Control podcast. You know who I am. I'm Heather Chauvin. Thank you again for being here. I always love when a woman says to me, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to crack open to see another way of being in the world. Thank you for allowing me to connect deeper with my child, with myself, with my life. I finally know what I need to do to feel in control of my life. And this is my why. And I'm not going to lie to you. Episode 126 was actually already recorded. And I got rid of it. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why because something happened to me and my family last week that didn't sit right with me. And as I continue to pull back the layers, this dives deeper into our cultural history, deeper into our school system, and deeper into my why. When we decide to wake up, and what I mean by this is when you decide to get out of your way and to stop using your excuses to hold you back, which is just fear, you realize that your purpose on this earth is to just simply become the best version of yourself. What does that mean? It means listening to those aches, listening to those desires, and being courageous enough to go after them. Now, for many years, I struggled. I struggled as a human being, as a teenager, as a child, as a parent, as a wife, as a mother, all of these things. I was being shown it was socially acceptable to be where I was at, to be miserable, frustrated, exhausted, burnt out, anxious, poor, all of these things. It was socially acceptable. I didn't have too many people around me that believed in me, that believed that, you know, encouragement and empowerment were antidotes for the fear, for the overwhelm, for the anxiety, for the depression. It was just, yeah, you're at this stage in life, suck it up. This is what it's going to be. But there was a part of me, and this is what I want you to listen to, okay? There was a part of me that said, no. This is not what I want. This is not what I want. This is not the life that I want to lead. And that part of me decided to create change and shifts in my life. Now, while I was creating those change and shifts in my life, I was swimming upstream without a paddle. That's what it felt. The force, the energy, the momentum that it takes when you say enough is enough. No longer will I live my life like this. No longer will I parent like this. No longer will I live in my marriage like this. No longer will I handle this from my job. No longer do I want to be depressed. No longer do I want to be yada yada. It was an internal commitment, and I didn't even know at the time that I was making an internal commitment. Why am I telling you this? Last week, I had an episode with a bus driver. I've decided to go public about this. I've posted it in the private Facebook group. And the reason why I decided to go public about this is because when most of the time, when someone decides to become a conscious parent, a conscious individual, they start to make alternative choices for their children. Sometimes it's homeschooling, sometimes it's unschooling, sometimes it's putting their children in a specific school, private school, different types of education. Now, where I live, I haven't found that system yet. I haven't found that system that feels right for my child. But get this, okay? About, you know, education is so unique that there's always going to be these alternative resources. I live in a small town, and those resources just aren't available around here, especially when children get older. So, you know, they're doing really great of like daycares and things like that. I don't want to homeschool my children. It's not in my DNA. It's just not who I am. And there are many things that you can do beyond homeschooling to educate your children, to use their creativity and individuality. But what I dislike is the current structure of how we are literally beating, okay? And I'm using this as a vulgar term, and I agree with it, beating the self-esteem out of our children, beating the confidence out of our children. Last week, we had an episode with a bus driver. Now, bus driver, teacher, principal, crossing guard, I don't care who you are. The work that you are doing has a huge impact on the next generation. And, you know, you've probably heard this as well. Oh, you know, I had one of those teachers and look at me, I turned out fine. But, or I used to eat Kraft dinner, look at me, I turned out fine. Or I used to eat shit, look at me, I turned out fine. That's not the point here. The point here is that we are not, we're not sustaining. Like, the current system is not sustainable, and we constantly need to be evolving and changing and empowering one another in order to become a new culture of change. What do I mean by this? Last week, I had an episode with the bus driver, and I keep saying this. I did not get a good vibe from her. We're a few weeks into school. My first day of school, the kid's first day of school was not a positive impression. And I thought, you know what, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. She's having a bad day. It's the first day, whatever. Week goes by, complaints, complaints, complaints. And so I decided to be the leader of my life, to advocate for my children, and to take a stand. And that stand that I took was, listen, I value you. I see that you're struggling. What can I do to support you? You are in a position where us as parents are giving you our most precious cargo, and we want them to get to school physically and emotionally safe. Now, even though you've dropped my kids off at school, the emotional abuse, not having it. So this is where I draw the line. Because every day we are going to encounter individuals in our life who need us to be leaders, who need us to show up. And so this is our children. This is our neighbors. This is everybody in the community who give us opportunities to show them where their light is, right? We have negative and we have positive. And when we are negative, as in individuals, negative thoughts, negative beliefs, negative energy, we're radiating that out there in the world. People are being affected by our energy. Now, when we are in a role to coach, to inspire, and by the way, we are all in that role. It doesn't matter if you are a stay-at-home mom or if you are the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or if you are working in government or if you are a crossing guard. You are in a role, in a leadership role. Now, if you do not see this, that is an issue. Why is that an issue? That is an issue because we have to wake up. You have to wake up and realize that yelling at our children is not being of service to anybody. Anybody. And that in order to break that cycle, we have to have spiritual practices. We have to have coping strategies in place. And if you're thinking, oh, I'm just so tired and we don't have enough time and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that is the mental process, the mental loop that will keep you stuck. And it will come a time in your life, whether it's in a, you know, your parenting, your work, where you will be called out. You will be called out. You will be shown how to show up in your life. You will be called to show up in a bigger way. For me, that was when my children were constantly having, we were constantly having struggle. In my marriage, me and my husband, conflict, my health, get diagnosis, cancer, like bank accounts, like whatever it is for you, the contrast of what you don't want in your life is a representation of where you have stopped focusing your energy and attention. I'm not saying it's easy to be positive. I am not positive Penny all the time. But guys, we need to wake up. Because if your job is to drive my children, our children, to school every day, you are leading the next generation. And if my job as a citizen and as a parent and as an observer is to bring awareness to where things can change, and so I can be a teacher in this world, and I met with resistance, I'm not backing down. So frustration is an opportunity for innovation. Let me explain. Just because I'm frustrated with something doesn't mean that I need to create the new system. But it does mean that I can support other people who are passionate about creating new systems, right? A lot of times people will say to me, oh, Heather, you should do this and you should do this. And I'm like, I'm only one person. I can't do everything. But as a community, we can cultivate change. So last week when we had an incident with the bus driver and it literally went sideways, where I was very respectful and did everything that I would teach you ladies to do, literally went out the window. And I thought, wow, you are not healthy enough to be in this position. Therefore, that matter will have to be settled. Guys, when you neglect your soul, listen to me. Are you ready? When you neglect your soul needs and you're showing up in the world the complete opposite person of what you truly desire to become, the world will start putting things in place to allow you to rebuild. So it doesn't matter if you neglect yourself for a day or a year, life is going to constantly give you what you need to challenge you. So we have to show up to the challenge. We can't run and hide from it. We cannot. We cannot run and hide from the challenges, because if you do, they're going to come back for you and they're going to be bigger and scarier. So please remember that we are watching. People are connecting with you. Your children can feel your energy. Locking yourself in the bathroom and hiding and crying because you think it's vulnerable to express yourself. We need to let this shit out. Your soul matters. And when you show up as a leader in your life and start to lead by example, you can go to bed feeling full, content. But anger and resentment will not get you anywhere. So your challenge for today is to ask yourself, where in my life am I letting anger run the show? Where in my life am I not showing up fully? I want to know. I want to know. Thank you, Mama, for listening. Understand that your frustration with a system, a person, something, it's all in how we approach it. We can approach it with ease and kindness and compassion. But we don't need to take no for an answer. So just know that what your soul craves is exactly exactly the path to freedom. Two things for you. Thrive Women's Conference here in Windsor, Ontario is October 21st. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/thrive. Purchase your ticket. Come, fly, stay with us. Your life will be transformed in a day. We are going to be doing the work. You will be, magic will unfold for you. So heatherchauvin.com/thrive. Use the promo code podcast and get $20 off your ticket. And if you're ready to take your life to the next level, but you want a little taste first, click on the link in the show notes for the Time Freedom Challenge. It's a 5-day, it's a free 5-day challenge where I'm going to help you get out of your own way and start to cultivate that energetic freedom, that emotional freedom of like, I got all the time in the world. I can get everything done. This is a process, an evolution of unfolding. So I hope to see you at Thrive. If not, if you haven't purchased your ticket already, head on over to heatherchauvin.com/thrive. And if you're ready, if you are so ready and done with this crap, then take the Time Freedom Challenge. Link in the show notes. Talk soon, guys. Love you lots.
Trying to hide, we held our breath to see. anything could happen, 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 anything could happen.
Summer, I'm being incredibly intentional about community. My word for the summer is community and connection. And I just want to say thank you for being a longtime podcast listener, or maybe you're a new listener, and I wanted to celebrate you and I wanted to create more connections. So what I've decided to do is do a merch giveaway. If you are unfamiliar, I have a merch shop on my store, so you can go check it out on my website at heatherchauvin.com. You can purchase anything you want. But what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to do a giveaway for my hat, my How Do You Want to Feel baseball cap, one of my journals, which is the Emotionally Uncomfortable journal, and my beautiful Myrrh mug, which is called Excited Shitless. Excited Shitless is when you take the leap and you're like excited about your next level, but you're also terrified. So go check out the merch on my store. But here is how you can dive into the actual giveaway. Go to Instagram and find me at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. And right now I have about like 19 or 20,000 followers. So if you're finding someone else that doesn't have that, that's not me. And all you have to do is follow me to be entered into the giveaway, and then send me a private message that says giveaway. That's all you got to do. Go follow me on Instagram at Heather Chauvin, Chauvin. I think there's an underscore after that. Follow me and DM me giveaway. And what we're going to be doing in a few weeks is we are going to announce the winner, and then we will reach out to you in your DMs on Instagram, and we're going to ask you which item you want in the merch shop. Do you want a hat? Which color do you want? Do you want a journal? Do you want a mug? Do you want a signed copy of my book? And yeah, that's it. It's all about connection, community, and gratitude. Gratitude for me this summer. And I just want to say thank you for being a listener. Thank you for, you know, all the messages that I receive on Instagram and in email. I'm just here to help women thrive. And this is not an emotionally comfortable journey, as you know, hence the reason the name of the podcast. And in order to attract more time, more energy, more money in our lives, we got to take some emotionally uncomfortable action. So I'm right there with you on the front lines. And yeah, go follow me on Instagram and DM me. Giveaway.